Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer time!
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, West New York. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Here on WBEN, it's Dominic Cortez in studio for you. With an open phone line and an open format today, no agenda on my part. I'm here for you. Line up the calls at 803-0930. You can text me at the same number now, 803-0930. And email me anytime at hammertime@cortez.net. We are open brick and mortar wise and virtually at cortez.net. Our office is back up and running. Of course, it has been for a couple weeks. At 2300 George Urban Boulevard and at cortez.net online. And when you check out our website, you'll see everything we do. It includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our outdoor kitchens and our backyard living department, and our small projects renovation division, those small jobs that nobody wants to do. It's all there at cortez.net. And oh, by the way, follow along now as the new Cortez headquarters is underway and under construction on Main Street in Clarence. We started this week with clearing the land, the trees that were in the way of the construction of the new building were all been removed, and the lot now cleared. You can follow that along as we build the new Cortez HQ right at cortez.net. We'll be posting pictures and videos. My son Nicholas with his drone flew over the land this week for the first documentation of the beginning of the process. So follow us along at our website, cortez.net, and then also on our Facebook page. So how are you? What's going on around your house and what needs my attention? We had a great show last week with Marty from Ashland Pest Control. I hope you got a lot out of that. But this week we felt we would just keep the doors open to whatever it is that is nagging or bugging you around the house. We did talk a little bit about the possibility of the backyard becoming your vacation destination this summer and what you might be planning for that. We, to that end, have a awning sale going on right now at Cortez Construction with our Better Living retractable awning. You can save some money right now on a retractable awning. It's a great way to give you a sense of a room off the back of your house without spending a ton of money getting shade. And just having something over your head gives you that feeling, you know, of a room. So check that out as well if you're interested in pursuing the idea of enhancing and improving your backyard with a retractable awning. But I guess that's a question I have for you is, you know, what might you do in the backyard to improve it, to give you a sense of a place to go for a break and a vacation instead of a vacation? And are you still planning a vacation? I know a lot of people are on the fence about that right now, not sure if you can really feel comfortable about flying. And as a result of that, you know, if you're not flying, you're driving. And if you're driving, is it going to be a long-distance vacation or something close by? So share your thoughts at 803-0930. Let's begin in Waynesville with Frank. Good morning, Frank. You're first on WBEN.
Thank you, Dominic. A question about some water in my basement. We have a basement that has a floating pad on the bottom and like solid concrete along the that makes up the walls down there.
Okay.
I had a problem with my hose spigot, and when I noticed that when I turned on the water, that if I did not have the hose connected, the water would land, you know, hit on the ground in just underneath the spigot, and I was getting water in my basement.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So I couldn't figure out where it was coming from because I'm seeing it on the inside wall of my basement. And the spigot is obviously outside shooting the water outside the foundation. How can I get water down in my basement?
So what's happening here is just by the water traveling down the exterior of the foundation wall, it's finding its way into the basement. And that is not an uncommon situation. However, for it to be collecting down in the basement and erupting means that we might have an obstruction to a drain tile line. The drain tile are the lines that run around the perimeter of the basement, taking the water as it enters and bringing it to the sump. So this is how a basement works under normal circumstances. The water would travel down the exterior, enter into the basement through the drain tile, and then be drained to the sump crock and be pumped out. So that's the normal course of events for water, dealing with the rooting of water. In your case, it seems that we have a problem with the drain tile being perhaps encumbered, and this is not unusual. Those lines can get filled with silt, and over time, they will no longer drain water. Now we're getting water erupting. So what to do? Find at the sump pump the outlets that enter into the sump crock. And from there, you can use either a sewer auger or a water jet system to clean out those lines.
Yeah, I understand that. I noticed that when I had the hose connected and I would stretch the hose out to the street and run water, I wouldn't get any water in my basement. It was only when I was just opening the spigot up with no hose on it.
Okay.
So that makes sense, right? That follows it, did it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
So the another trick that will help with this is if you do get them freed and the water flows, it'll stop the problem of any erupting. But it may be something you'll need to do on a regular schedule. So be cognizant of that and possibly consider installing cleanouts that would be located in spots that are easier to access. Meaning that, you know, the sump crock may be in one corner and we would have a clean out at the opposite corner. Now, that way you can use that as an inlet to getting into these lines to allow for easier access to clean them out. I have this problem at home, by the way. And my house was built right before the time when we started using fabric filtration to prevent silt from entering the drain tile. It wasn't invented then. And as a result of that, I do get silt entering into my drain tile, and it forms into this caked kind of clay-like color, and it gets quite hard, which makes it challenging to remove. I've had it water jetted out, and that does save my basement from any water eruption. So, yeah, you've got to be aware of these lines and that they need to flow unencumbered to be able to work properly. Now, once you get these lines cleared out, you have to make sure that the sump crock and the sump pump aren't affected by the clean out. because there could be a lot of dirt and debris and silt, as I said, that'll come as a result of the clean out. So you want to use a utility pump, not your sump pump, to clean out the debris-laden water, you know, so that you aren't going to have a problem with your sump.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, so good luck. And if you get stuck along the way, give us another call. There's some people that do water jetting. That's what you're probably going to want to do.
Thank you.
Okay, good luck, Frank. Yeah, you. These are your sump system is one of those systems in the house that, you know, like your ductwork, we talk about this all the time, out of sight, out of mind. And usually those are the areas that you run into problems with because, you know, you're not thinking about them because you don't really, you can't see into them. But this is why you need to be, you know, aware of the process of what could happen, you know, with the encumbrance of those lines as it would still happen with the with your ductwork and not cleaning that out on a regular schedule. The other thing to point out about drain tile around the basement, cleaning them out may not be possible if they are made out of material. I didn't ask Frank how old his house is. I would have guessed, you know, that it's based on its location, probably not old enough to have clay tile as its, as the drain tile that make up the perimeter drain system. But if it is clay tile, then we would have a problem with being able to clean that out. And we may end up, and I didn't get into this with him, but we can talk about it now. We may end up having to actually cut the floor to fix this problem and put in new drain tile. Because if it's clay, you're not going to have much success in trying to water jet or clean that out. You'll probably do more damage than good. Anyway, interesting discussion about drain tile. If that is something you're having a problem with, well, give us a call as well. If it's anything else around the house, 803-0930. That's the number for you here on WBEN. And remember that before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Orchard Park and say good morning to our good friend Sam Gollenbeck. She's the manager of the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Bank. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, it's always a pleasure. And, of course, Lakeshore Bank, a Hammer Time partner. We're so glad to have you as a bank and a partner of the show. You know, we've been promoting for several months now the fact that Lakeshore Bank has a 2.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit product with absolutely no cost associated with it. That means you could walk into the bank, apply for the loan, get approved, and start making the monthly payment when you use the loan with no other costs at all.
You got it. You nailed it right on the head. We have the 2.5% fixed interest rate for 12 months. There's no closing costs. Everything is done in-house locally, so the turnaround time is pretty quick.
And talk about the turnaround time, Sam. What would we expect typically? I know I get that question from a lot of customers.
Yeah, and I usually tell my customers it usually takes about 3 to 4 weeks from application to closing.
Which isn't too bad. You can get everything lined up concurrent with getting your work lined up. You could start talking with the bank, and by the time we get the job scheduled, you'll be all set with the bank.
Exactly. Everything's done pretty efficiently here.
Now, in addition to the home equity line of credit being at 2.5, what has the COVID environment done to mortgage rates?
So the interest rate environment is really low right now, and Lakeshore is offering rates as low as 2.625. So if you're in the market for a purchase or refinancing, we have some great rates right now.
Okay. And is that a 30-year rate that you just quoted?
The 2.625, that's actually our 10-year rate.
Okay. What would a 30-year rate be?
Our 30-year is at 3%.
Still quite remarkable. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking about a new mortgage, then think no farther than Lakeshore Bank. And if you're thinking about home equity line of credit, also the best bank on the planet, Lakeshore Bank. Sam, the phone number there at the OP branch.
It is 674-2066.
And repeat that for us.
674-2066.
For 129 years. Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
New Ram 1500 Classic Warlock. $299 a month, not a penny down at Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. All taxes and fees included. Just $289 for healthcare, first responders, and military. We appreciate your service. Start your deal online with Online Express Buy. We're open. Your new Ram is here. Good through June 15th only.
Trust Transit Town.
New Jeep Cherokee Limited. $309 a month, not one penny down at Transit Town. All taxes and fees included. Just $299 for healthcare, first responders, and military. We appreciate your service. This is a loaded Jeep, so start your deal online with Online Express Buy. We're open. Your new Jeep is here. Good through June 15th only. Drive forward, Buffalo. Transit Town, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram.
On approved credit. Leases 42 months, 25 cents per mile, over 10,000 miles per year. First payment due at signing. Must finance through Transit Town lender. $395 disposition fee at lease end. Leasee responsible for maintenance and repair. Includes conquest and or returning leasee cash. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer expires 6/30/20.
Transit Town.
You could spend the summer fenced in your yard, or you can get a taste of freedom on the open water with Collins Marine and Chaparral Boats, where quality is first and luxury is standard. Choose from over 30 exciting models. Or to find your socially distant happy place, there's power in the name Robalo. Long-lasting Robalo is changing the way people go fishing with advanced technology, classic styling with a modern twist, and value-minded pricing. Get out of the house and on the water at Collins Marine, River Road in Tonawanda, and online at collinsmarine.com.
Are you a metalhead, reggae lover, EDM addict? Whatever your musical tastes, the Radio.com app now makes it even easier for you to find more of the music you love. Use the new Explore feature to discover new stations that match your interests. We're talking hundreds of pop, classic rock, hip-hop, jazz, alternative stations, and more. Radio.com has something for everyone. News junkies and sports fanatics, find your local stations and podcasts covering your local community and your favorite teams. Download the Radio.com app on the App Store or Google Play.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again.
And that includes comfortable pricing, too.
Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone asks me who to call when they notice leaks in their roof or when they see shingles laying on the ground, I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you'll get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and that it's done properly. Call Ava Roofing today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. Call them today to schedule for a free estimate. That's 990-4793, avaroofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1024 is the time here on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And how are you and what's going on around your house that needs my attention? The phone number is 803-0930. That's 803-0930. You can call and text me now on the same number, 803-0930. Our weekly Saturday morning coffee clutch. Participate in the program by giving us a call. You know, as we've come through the COVID era. We learned a lot about sanitation surfaces, keeping them clean, of course, protecting ourselves by wearing a mask. And maybe it's time for us to do an inventory of areas of our house that we probably don't often think about as being important areas to keep clean. Let's start by talking about your kitchen. Extend regular surface cleaning to include cabinets. How often do you clean your cabinets? And what you want to do them with is a one-to-one solution of distilled vinegar, white vinegar, and water. Your garbage disposal, certainly as well, running it with 2 tablespoons of rock salt, a handful of ice cubes, and some lemon peel. That'll help keeping it fresh smelling. Your garbage bin, how often you clean that? Well, scrub them with hot soapy water starting on the outside. Once dry, spritz with a deodorizer such as Zero Odor Multi-Purpose Spray. Then clean appliances as well, inside and out. They work better and last longer. And that includes your oven with the perhaps tuft baked on spills. They may require a commercial oven cleaner. GE has a tip to loosen crusty residue. Place a half a cup of ammonia in a shallow glass pan and let it sit in the oven overnight. Your cooktop, tackling greasy gunk on burners, caps, and grates with hot soapy water or a degreaser like Fantastic and a nylon scrubber. Clean glass cooktops as well with a gel, non-gel toothpaste and Adobe pad. The vent hood filter. Here's one that is often overlooked. Fill a bucket of a gallon of hot water and add a scoop of OxyClean laundry powder. Soak it for about 10 minutes and rinse. That's an easy way to clean the vent hood filter. Refrigerator. Here's something we never move, right? But when you do move it, you find that there's a lot of stuff underneath it. The exterior, you want to wipe that down. The gasket, you want to clean that with hot soapy water mixed with a tablespoon of baking soda to keep the gasket from sticking. How about coating them lightly with some petroleum jelly? Dust coils with a long flexible appliance cleaning brush or vacuum all of that out. And lastly, your dishwasher. Clean the drain and debris. Wipe the gasket channels with hot soapy water. Then run a Afresh dishwasher cleaning tablet. It's a cleaner to clean your dishwasher, not your dishes. So there you go, some tips for keeping your kitchen clean. The number is 803-0930 as we travel to Amherst and chat with Wayne. Good morning, Wayne. You're next.
Yes, good morning. I have a driveway and it's pitting. It's not too bad, but I was wondering if I can have it like resurfaced at a less expensive than redoing the whole driveway.
How bad would you say it is?
I'm sorry?
How bad would you say the pitting is?
Not too bad at all, actually.
Okay. I would probably live with it because there really aren't any easy solutions. You could try with some sacrete cement mix, mixing that up with some water and with a trowel, filling these holes. The problem with that, Wayne, is it's going to look pockmarked and not uniform. Now, the next thing you could try, if you want to attempt that, is to fill those holes, as I said, then you could paint the concrete with a concrete deck paint, but I would promise you that it's not gonna last forever, especially in our climate and with driving over it, as you would with your car. The next thing you could try, and kind of going in order of things that would be the least costly and least effort to the most, the next thing would be replacement, and replacement would be wholesale.
Yeah, that's like $11,000 or something.
Yeah, and probably less than replacement, but close, would be having it coated with the Gorilla process. Yeah, costly to do on a full expanse for an exterior, you know, driveway application. It is possible. I did do my back porch, but it was only like a 15-foot square, so it wasn't a huge area. And it worked out quite well for my back porch. But you could give Joe a follow-up call and see what the price would be to have it coated with epoxy.
Since I have you on the air, I have one other question.
Yeah, why don't you hold on, because the news won't wait. So you hold on. We'll be back after the news.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening.
Anyone in any area in Erie County can go to any one of the locations. So it's universal voting. If you reside in a town but work in another town, you can stop in that other town on your way back from work and cast your ballot.
Board of Elections Commissioner Ralph Moore, as early voting begins today and will continue until the Sunday prior to the June 23rd election. The hours are the same as they were last year, noon to 9 p.m. on weekdays and noon to 6 p.m. on weekends. And for a full list of locations, you can head to the Board of Elections website. Yesterday afternoon, Mayor Byron Brown and Councilman Joel Farrelletto held a press conference on Hurdle outside of Belsito to discuss the Small Business Social Distancing Initiative, which will help businesses such as restaurants open in an outdoor seating capacity.
This program is about protecting our small businesses, helping them to ramp up quickly, and serve as many of their patrons as they possibly can in a safe, socially distancing way.
Read more and listen to the full press conference online. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930 WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Hey folks, if you want to increase and talk about the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation may be in your plans. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. The surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For well over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Call them today or stop in to Willitzer Park where they're located. Tell them Dominic sent you. And remember, always buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hello, this is Ikram Masibini from MVP Network Consulting. Our world has gone through a major shift this year. The work we used to do in our office now needs to be done remotely and securely in homes all over Western New York. As a local business owner, you should be asking yourself one question. Are my systems secure? If you're unsure, MVP can help. Let us analyze your systems and provide you with technology solutions that keep you secure and compliant. Visit MVPWorks.com to learn more. For cybersecurity that works, call MVP.
As our economy reopens, if you're a property or facility manager, you know you can't risk opening your buildings until they're COVID-19 clean. ProClean Janitorial Services provides expert COVID-19 cleaning and disinfecting with practices established by the CDC, WHO, and OSHA. When it's time to open, you can't afford a delay. Get the COVID-19 experts scheduled today. Call 313-2020. That's 313-2020. Be safe and be open with TrustProClean.com, the king of clean for COVID-19.
Hey, it's Bowerly with some essential information for people who need plumbing help now. Hey, we've all been there. You flush and the water starts to rise, the sump pump quits on you, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. It's a nightmare, and I hope none of you have to deal with it. But if you do, call the person I call, Don, at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber. He's been one for over 35 years, and Don is the plumber people trust. All you have to do is look at his customer retention rate and see that it's 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. We should always be cautious with the people we let in and out of our house, so don't fall for those reduced service call fees or the special discount ploys that some companies use. For the plumber I've trusted for over 12 years in my own home and have recommended to my friends and relatives, call Don from Plumbing Help Now, 861-7337. That's 861-7337 or plumbinghelpnow.net.
45 years ago, when my dad started Big L Windows and Doors, we measured our success by how happy our customers were. Happy with our work, our products, and our people. It's the same way we measure success today. It's really pretty simple. It's not easy. And it's not a secret. We just try to do the right thing.
That's why every customer gets our 5-year Total Trust Guarantee.
Total Trust? We just gave it a name. It's something we've always done.
Making the customer happy in the end is what we strive for.
It's the Big L secret to success. Do the right thing. I'm Bill Horbitt Sr., president of Big L Windows and Doors.
At Big L, we're proud to be part of Buffalo Building again. Call us today at 716-895-8484 or visit us online at biglwindows.com. That's biglwindows.com to schedule your free virtual appointment.
Post-pandemic discounts available now at Gorilla Garage Gear for your garage floor, your garage door, or your garage storage cabinets. You could save money, a lot, $200 off your garage floor, discounts on your garage cabinets, and discounts on your garage door, too. Just go to GorillaGarageGear.com or call them at 715-6927. Walk away with a garage floor that looks like a new car showroom. It's a state-of-the-art overlay coating with long-lasting durability, a beautiful top coat that'll give you a 15-year warranty. Excellent look, easy to keep clean. How about organizing your garage, too, with storage equipment that will keep you organized for your tools and everything that you need handy wall-wise in the garage? And lastly, a new garage door, all available with discounts right now, post-pandemic, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Call Joe Afalo today. Tell him Dominic sent you. Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. GorillaGarageGear.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:37 is the time here on WBEN, and you're listening to Dominic Cortez and Hammer Time Radio. How are you? 803-0930. That's the number for you here. Give us a call right now, and we'll get you on the air and talk about your household problems, and we'll give you some solutions, too, as we were chatting with Wayne and Amherst before we were rudely interrupted by the news. You had a second question, Wayne. Go ahead.
Yes. Thanks for your response today, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure.
I have a garage floor, and I was wondering, is it complicated to install a drain tile?
Do you have water collecting in the garage?
I do not.
Okay. Well, that's good news. Because usually when someone asks about that, they have a low spot where water is sitting. So what would be the reason you'd want to do this?
Like wash my car, get the snow off,
yeah,
and squeeze it into the drain tile.
Yeah. So it would have to go somewhere, number one. Where would it go? You'd have to cut through the foundation probably to get it to an active conductor line system, I would think. And furthermore, you would need some grease separation and entrapment, or oil, I should say, separation or entrapment by code. God forbid there should be a discharge of oil from the car the storm sewer would have to be protected from that. So at the end of the day, yes, it's possible. It's probably going to be a lot more difficult than we think, but it is doable. It's just a matter of, A, having a place to go and understanding that you do need to have that oil separation and entrapment as part of the process. And furthermore, you'd have to probably cut open, you know, most of the floor to be able to get pitch to the drain. So you're looking at, I would think, to do this properly, Wayne, you're probably looking at a whole new floor.
Right.
You know, and then that drain could be located in the middle, or it could be tipped one direction to a trench drain, which is at the garage door opening. That's what I have, which I like, actually, because the cleaning process after now I've had the Gorilla floor done is very easy, you know, especially after the winter. Scrub the whole garage door down with a little scrub action, and then just rinse it, and everything goes right into that trench drain. And yeah, I'll squeegee it in, you know, just to get all the water off of it. But it works quite well.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Yeah, good luck. And I would start by, let's see, you live in Amherst. So yeah, I'm pretty sure Amherst is going to require oil separation. But you might want to verify that. And then from there, you can get prices on a new garage floor. Okay, good luck with that, Wayne. Wayne's line is now free here on WEN. The number, again, is 803-0930. And continuing with our appliance and cleaning list, let's go to the laundry room next. Just because a washing machine circulates sudsy water doesn't mean it's free of dirt or potentially dangerous bacteria, including E. coli and MRSA. And, of course, we are aware that there's a chance, small, however, that it is, that the COVID virus could be entrapped in clothing. Dryer vents that see a lot of action should be deep cleaned once a season. And I can't highlight this enough. If indeed you have a gas dryer, be very aware of clogged dryer vent lines, because that could lead to carbon monoxide contamination from the gas venting not being proper or encumbered. So the washing machine, to sanitize the drum, pour a quart of white vinegar with a cup of baking soda and scrub with a stiff nylon brush. Then run a heavy-duty cycle at the hottest setting. Use a toothbrush and vinegar to scrub detergent compartments or toss removable ones in the dishwasher. Use hot soapy water to de-slime the door gasket and then dry. Also, Afresh washing machine wipes will work. The Afresh product available for dishwashers and also for washing machines. Now, the dryer, again, the important thing about the dryer is the carbon monoxide risk and the lint that collects in the line, especially now starting right from your lint trap. You want to clean the lint trap out after every use of the dryer. And a crevice vacuum attachment might help you get into where the lint trap sits. Wipe the drum down with a 1-to-1 solution of diluted white vinegar to rid the exhaust of lint buildup. Unplug the machine, remove the duct from the back of the dryer, and use a rotary brush to pull out the lint and the debris from there. Then vacuum up all the remaining fibers. Be sure to remove and clean the exterior vent too. That's the housing that sits on the outside of the house. A specialized kit made by Gardus, G-A-R-D-U-S, lint eater. It's a rotary dryer vent cleaning system. It includes a spinning auger brush, drill attachment, a flexible extension rod, a lint brush, and a wet-dry vacuum attachment. Could make that job easier. Again, can't stress it enough, if you have a gas dryer, put that at the top of your monthly to-do list to check that line to be sure that it's not encumbered with any risk of carbon monoxide contamination. 803-0930, that's the number for you here, as we look at some other items that you may want to talk about keeping clean now that we're in the groove here. In the bathroom, the faucet might be something that might look a little grimy from lime scale, from rust, maybe mold and mildew that have collected around your bathroom faucet fixtures, both the lav faucet and the tub filler. Mineral deposits can be cleaned with some lemon juice. It'll dissolve the stains right away. Shower doors, these are tough. To clear away the cloudiness, spray on undiluted white vinegar, so straight white vinegar. Follow with a sponge dampened with water and a few drops of dish soap. That's probably the best way to cut that soap scum off your shower door, is to hit it with some white vinegar first. Shower heads usually see some scale, and to descale these, fill a plastic bag with white vinegar and just tie it around the shower head with a rubber band so that the shower head is actually going to soak in the white vinegar overnight, and then next day you just remove it when you're ready to shower and flush it with water. You can tackle stuck-on buildup with a toothbrush or a toothpick. Drains over time are going to collect hair, and that'll cause not only slime but also some smell. Sprinkle some baking soda, about 4 tablespoons of baking soda, and 2 cups of white vinegar down that drain. Once the bubbling stops, flush that with some boiling hot water. Or you could try a biodegradable enzyme drain cleaner, and one of the products is Green Gobbler Dissolve. Now, one of the more difficult, probably the most difficult surface in a bathroom is the tile grout. Vinegar on the grout lines will help. A stiff grout brush will help clean that. And you could also mix some baking soda in with some dish detergent. But the problem here is the reoccurrence of the growth. And once we've cut open the grout and we've cleaned it, there's a high chance that this is going to reoccur. So grout sealing is going to be in order here to help prevent the regrowth of mildew in your grout. And another thing that's often not considered with bathroom and grout is the fact that moisture will collect, and if it's vented out, it's a good chance that you'll see less mold growth or mildew growth. So a bath fan vented to the outdoors, key to keeping your bathroom free of mildew. 803-0930. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, each and every Saturday morning at this time, we speak with our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. But we need to say a little prayer for Peter right now, folks, because Peter is actually in the operating room right now getting a brand new knee. So say a little prayer for Peter. And in his stead, we have Joel Solly, actually Peter's boss, who's here to fill in. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dominic.
It's a pleasure to have you on for the very first time in all, after all these years. And you know, with Peter away, we have the chance to highlight some of the other things that are going on at Indoor Air Professionals. And one of them is, of course, Canberra Gel. And you've just rolled out a new product for hand sanitizing. Tell us about it.
Sure. Thank you. We developed a water-based hand sanitizer alternative. And we say alternative because it is non-alcohol. It is water-based, and it uses that same great blend of 2 tea tree oils that's used in all of our Canberra products. So a very unique product for the hands, has a lot of neat properties, including moisturizing properties, so you're not drying your hands out with all these alcohol sanitizers everybody's using.
And because of the tea tree oil, we are getting that disinfecting action, correct?
Absolutely. The uniqueness of the tea tree oil blends, as you know, in all the products, is that they're antifungal, antimicrobial, and antiviral. And together, they're very strong, independently very strong, but together even stronger. And this creates a great way to sanitize your hands without drying them out.
Another thing that, and where is that available yet? Is it available commercially yet, Joel?
Yes, we just launched the product, a brand new product. We did a soft launch about 2 weeks ago to our direct consumers at Indoor Air Professionals and at Canberra. And we are just releasing it to some of our local dealers now. But you can get it at Indoor Air Professionals. We have it in stock. It comes in a 2-ounce travel size bottle that has a locking top and also a 7-ounce pump bottle. So 2 sizes.
Okay. What's the price?
The price is $4.99 for the 2 ounce size and $9.99 for the 7 ounce size.
Okay, and so this would be particularly valuable to that person that might have a sensitivity over time to perpetual use of the alcohol, correct?
Absolutely, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. A lot of people just came to us that our hands are so dry, they're cracking, bleeding in my knuckles, anything from whether you're working on cars and bicycles or you're getting involved in medical side of things or just for home use. It's great for the moisturizing side and non-drying.
And you get that excellent scent of the Canberra gel.
Absolutely. It's still there, stronger than ever. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. And it's got a neat process. So you put it on your hands, just like any hand sanitizer. It's about a 30-second start to finish. It's a little longer drying time because it's water-based, no alcohol. But when you're done, you go through this phase where actually at the end, you kind of have a smooth, slippery feel, and it leaves a coating on your hands microscopically that'll help defend against germs for a period of time.
Interesting. A lot of technology is in protecting us from COVID is going in that direction, isn't it? In coating surfaces.
It is. Yeah. It's funny. We've been doing this for 28 years. A lot of the products that are out on the market right now, getting very popular, were things that we were using 20 years ago, just kind of ahead of our time. People didn't realize how important this was. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of neat antimicrobial coatings as well at indoor air for surfaces. And, of course, you know about our medical-grade air purifiers that do have a full COVID kill rate for mm-hmm. your air. And also we are selling other products in our duct cleaning services.
So the Healthways will kill COVID. So as a way to keep your family safe indoors, that is a great appliance to have. To keep your family breathing clean indoor air, of course, you could have your ductwork clean, and there's a discount coming. You'll hear about that momentarily. The Cullen patented duct cleaning system blasts all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they suck it all out. We talk about out of sight, out of mind. There's nothing more top of mind that you should be aware of as to the air you breathe, and cleaning your ductwork is an important step. And lastly, there's that whole house dehumidifier, which I'm enjoying, Joel, at my house, the April Air product that dehumidifies my whole house, does it effectively at less cost for utility, and does it thoroughly, and is really a important American-made appliance.
Yes, everything we're carrying is American-made. The April Air dehumidifier, as you mentioned, and also the Healthway product is right out of Syracuse, New York. We've been carrying that Healthway brand for since inception of Indoor Air Professionals. So it's a long-range company with a great history. And as well, Canberra, as you know, we're made right there in Lancaster, New York.
That's right.
Our oils and manufacture everything ourselves right in Lancaster.
So we've got some great discounts with Peter being under the knife, and we wish him well and a speedy recovery from his knee replacement. For the duct cleaning, what's it going to be, Joel?
Yeah, the duct cleaning is a $48 off for the ventilation in your home, and that's for any size home. We just come out and estimate and take a look at your ventilation system.
Mm-hmm. And for the Healthway?
And the Healthway is $300 off the MSRP.
Wow.
As well as the April Air, we're doing $300 off that as well.
Those are great discounts. And that's only for you folks right now. 683-3000. Nobody else gets these discounts. 683-3000. $48 off your duct cleaning, $300 off your Healthway, $300 off your April Air whole house American made dehumidifier. 683-3000. Thank you, Joel. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier
with Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Mosquito-free lawns aren't a thing of the future. It's for you, right now. How, you ask? Mosquito hunters. Where do mosquitoes sleep? It's the first question you should be asking yourself. Why? Because that's where mosquito hunters set their traps. They're not shooting these bloodthirsty demons out of the sky like Duck Hunt. And the next question is, how do we prevent the spread around our home? First, mosquito hunters will help you identify the problem areas that hold stagnant water and swamp-like conditions mosquitoes turn into a party.
Who wants a margarita?
Next, they apply the products to the areas where mosquitoes like to rest while sleeping. They absorb the product through their feet.
Within a few days, virtually every mosquito in your yard will come in contact with a treated leaf. That'll teach him. Go to mosquitohunters.com or call 716-407-3230. That's 716-407-3230 for a free quote today. Mosquitohunters.com, 716-407-3230.
Are you sick of lizards and silly gimmicks trying to sell you home and auto insurance? What you need are real people. People you can trust when it comes to deciding how to best protect the things that protect you. What you need is a Financial Guys Insurance Agency. Give us 14 minutes and we'll shop over 25 companies to find the best home and auto quote for you. Call us at 716-633-1515 to schedule your complimentary consultation today. The Financial Guys Insurance Agency. Real people, real coverage, real savings.
Circuit Clinical, a local clinical research company, is contributing to understanding the global pandemic COVID-19. Clinical researchers are seeking help from the Western New York community. If you or someone you know has been impacted by COVID-19 and would like to see if you qualify, text COVID to 20357. Text COVID to 20357. If you qualify, you will receive compensation for your time and travel. Text COVID to 20357. Text and data rates may apply.
45 years ago, when my dad started Big L Windows and Doors, we measured our success by how happy our customers were. Happy with our work, our products, and our people. It's the same way we measure success today. It's really pretty simple. It's not easy, and it's not a secret. We just try to do the right thing.
That's why every customer gets our 5-year Total Trust Guarantee.
Total Trust? We just gave it a name. It's something we've always done.
Making the customer happy in the end is what we strive for.
It's the Big L secret to success. Do the right thing. I'm Bill Horbitt, Sr., president of Big L Windows and Doors.
At Big L, we're proud to be part of Buffalo building again. Call us today at 716-895-8484 or visit us online at biglwindows.com. That's biglwindows.com to schedule your free virtual appointment.
New Ram 1500 Classic Warlock, $299 a month, not a penny down at Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. All taxes and fees included, just $289 for healthcare, first responders, and military. We appreciate your service. Start your deal online with Online Express Buy. We're open. Your new Ram is here, good through June 15th only.
Trust Transitown.
New Jeep Cherokee Limited, $309 a month, not one penny down at Transitown, all taxes and fees included, just $299 for healthcare, first responders, and military. We appreciate your service. This is a loaded Jeep, so start your deal online with Online Express Buy. We're open. Your new Jeep is here, good through June 15th only. Drive forward, Buffalo. Transitown, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram.
On approved credit. Leases 42 months, 25 cents per mile, over 10,000 miles per year. First payment due at signing. Must finance through Transitown lender. $395 disposition fee at lease end. Leasee responsible for maintenance and repair. Includes conquest and or returning leasee cash. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer expires 6/30/20.
Trust Transitown.
Hammer time.
Go with the You can win a 2020 Porsche 718 Boxer, a Macan S, or $45,000 in cash. That's right. You heard me right. All you need to do is go to ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. That's the website, ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. The tickets are $50 each, three for $100, or buy a Wolfpack 9 tickets for $300, and you could be a big winner. 15 additional $500 prizes as well. The drawing date is the 3rd of August, and the drawing will occur in spite of the fact that the Taste of Clarence has been canceled. And only 4,000 tickets are sold, so you have a great chance here to win a huge prize, either a 2020 Porsche 718 Boxster or a Macan S, or take the cash, $45,000, or you might get one of the $500 prizes. Buy your tickets today. This always sells out. And don't want you to be regretful, so get them while they're still available. ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. Buy yours today, and you will thank me that I told you to do so, right? A couple of minutes till top of the hour news time. To Depew next, and Elaine, you are on WBEN.
Hi, Dominic. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
I have a question, and I don't know if you can help me, but let's see. I have one of those expandable hoses that, you know, you turn on the water and it expands like three times the size.
Mm-hmm. Do you like that?
Always, of course, when I shut it off, I drain the water so
uh-huh.
I don't have any pressure on the hose.
Uh-huh.
Well, still sprung a leak.
Do you like that hose?
I really love it. I really do. It's so easy for me. It's light.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love it. But, of course, it's got a leak in it now, and people, of course, have warned me about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that I can fix it myself?
You could try a bicycle repair kit.
A bicycle repair kit?
Yep.
Okay.
I would think maybe that would work. You know, you can buy those at probably Walmart or any place like that. You scrub it up with a little abrasive, like a cheese grater, and then you would apply some of the adhesive that comes with the kit, and then the little repair patch would go on with some pressure. And when that dries, it's designed so that when the expansion occurs, both in a bicycle tire from air and in the hose, the case with water, that it holds the seal. I'm not too sure with the wet component that it's going to work as well as it would with air. But you could give it a try, because other than that, what are you going to do except throw the hose away?
Throw the hose away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is there any other alternative?
Is it a rubberized product? Or I'm not really familiar with what those are made out of.
Oh, well, it looks like there's a mesh inside.
Yeah. Well, give it a try. You never know. You may have saved yourself from having to throw away the hose. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday. Same time, same place where we've been since 1989. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.